What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, March 19th. We are moving right along in the best month in the entire year, at least when it comes to the sports calendar. We're about 1 week away from the start of Marlins season. Are you revved up for your
Miami Marlins?
And we're only 2 days away from the beginning of the basketball bonanza. We've got 366 days here in 2024. And out of those 366, this Thursday and Friday, sports-wise, they're among the best. Even if you don't have a team in the NCAA tournament, the first day and the second day, when you got 16 games each day, you got upsets, you got the buzzer beaters, you got the live look-ins. These upcoming 2 days are the best two of the entire NCAA tournament. Maybe they're not the best games with the best teams facing each other, but it's just the best part of it with so much action going on in a 2 day period. What always amazes me about this NCAA tournament, it's the one thing that the NCAA gets right. There are so many things that they get wrong, and I can go on and on about it, and so could you, how college sports now are so messed up. But the one thing that is always so good is this tournament, from the start of it to the end of it. It's just a perfectly run tournament, great structure, and it'll make the next 3 weeks so much fun, especially this Thursday and Friday. And also Saturday and Sunday are really good too. And then on top of everything, here in 2024, we live in the era of the Hard Rock Bet app, which means with all this madness and all the mayhem, you could wager on it, which makes it even more fun, especially if you win. Now, if you're not wagering all that much money, win or lose, you're going to be okay. And if you're wagering a lot of money, then hopefully you're still going to be okay. Otherwise, you should not be wagering a lot of money. But to do parlays and live betting, it's such a great event. Noon past midnight, Thursday and Friday will be epic. We've got baseball very early tomorrow morning. Not the Marlins, but the Dodgers and Padres. And I'm very curious to see how the same game parlays will work for baseball, because we haven't had the app around during baseball season. This will be the first time. So that'll be something new for me. It'll be something new for a lot of you. Some of you won't even touch it. Some of you will. Any play that I like, any play that I suggest to friends or put in myself, I always do my best to post it on my social media, either my IG story or my Twitter feed, and sometimes both. So just search Andy Slater on social media. If you're not following me already, that is the best way to find out what I like on a given night, and it's not every single night. I don't like peer pressure, and a lot of you will message me, oh, come on, I need one today. I don't even respond to that. I see every single message that comes across. Everything. I see it all. But when I don't respond, when you don't get a response, don't think of it as, oh, you know, he's ignoring me. I mean, in a way, I am. I'm not going to respond to every single request, because then I'll be on my phone even more than I am now. And trust me, I am on my phone a lot. I'm surprised when Sunday rolls around just after 9 a.m. and I get my screen time notification and it says my screen time was down like 7%. I'm like, wow, I must have had a really busy week away from my phone, just, you know, looking at all of the great views. Girls, 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 girls. That's the only thing, the views, that will take me away from my phone for just a little bit. Normally, I have my phone on silent. I can't even tell you the last time I turned on my ringer. And the reason for that is because I've always got my phone in front of me. Now, if I'm expecting something important, I'll leave it on overnight, you know, because I'm sleeping. But the majority of the time, like, I got my phone in front of me now. And when it's in my pocket, I'm taking it out of my pocket every, like, 2 minutes. When I'm at a restaurant, it's in front of me. When I'm doing anything, really, it's in front of me. I'm talking about anything. It's like always right there. The only downtime is when I'm on a plane and there's no Wi-Fi signal for a short period of time, like very short period, not an entire flight. Just depends internationally. Sometimes you go somewhere and you don't have signal for about 20 or 30 minutes. Or when I'm getting a nice relaxing massage. When that's happening, I have 1 hour where my phone is down and I'm not even looking at it. So if you ever hear any breaking news, South Florida-wise, and you go to my social media, you go to my Twitter feed, and it's not there for at least like 45 minutes, just know and think to yourself, well, Andy must be getting a massage right now. Because really, that's the only way that's going to happen for at least 45 minutes. Because a flight, I don't think I'm ever without Wi-Fi for 45 minutes, at least on any flight I've taken recently. When I go to Barcelona, which is going to be next month, and I'll take an entire week off, they should, American Airlines, they should have international Wi-Fi on that flight. I'm almost certain they do, but I'm going on that flight regardless. That's like a little vacation time for me. I'll be playing in a poker tournament in Spain. It'll be my first time in Spain. Over there, I'll have my phone with me. On the flight, I'll have my phone with me, and I'm pretty sure I'll be connected to Wi-Fi, and I'll get to Barcelona very early in the morning, which will be about like midnight or 1 a.m. Miami time, and I'll probably be very tired. Even though I'm sure I'll sleep on the plane and get fed very well, when I get there, there will be some adapting to do. And I wonder how the views are in Barcelona. Girls, 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 girls. I've heard pretty good things about Barcelona. I know Barcelona and Spain is nothing like Colombia! But I'm sure the views are still pretty good. So I got a lot to get to this hour. I've got many things here on paper, on my screen. I've got a lot of notes. I have a lot of things on my mind. But I can't get to any of that until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to start this hour with the Miami Dolphins because I've got a question. I could email the organization and ask this, or I could just use this platform and ask it aloud and all of you get to hear it. Do the Miami Dolphins think that if they make 1,000 tiny roster moves, that is going to make up for the big mistakes that have occurred? I ask this question because each and every day I get emails, I get notifications, a third string guard they're bringing back, an eighth wide receiver they're going to kick the tires on. I keep getting notified about these players the Dolphins are bringing in, and a lot of you are like, who is this person? Who are we talking about? Is this a big deal? It's just name after name after name after name. This offseason It's my interpretation of what I'm seeing, the plan, the one that's being executed. I don't like it. That's my interpretation. Based on who has left and based on all these names that I'm seeing coming in or staying. The Dolphins are trimming and trimming and trimming. And they're replacing someone who might be, let's say, an 8 out of 10 with someone who's a 6 out of 10. Why? Because they're cheaper. And my suspicion is all of this is going to lead to before the start of the season where the Dolphins make an announcement that we have signed Tua to a long-term extension and he's going to get between $50 and $60 million per season. I think that's what's coming. That'll be their big move. I just sense that they're moving all of these pieces into place for the future because they're going to commit big time to Tua. And I know there's writers out there, this means nothing when it comes to Tua. This is totally different when it comes to Tua. I'm telling you my opinion. This is the Andy Slater Show. I'm not talking about just this coming season. I am talking about long-term, what they're setting themselves up for. That is what I see. I'm not saying I'm correct. I'm not saying this is absolutely going to happen. I am giving you my opinion. That's what they're doing. And if the Miami Dolphins do extend Tua, think about this, because this is what I always think about. Think about the other quarterbacks in the AFC. Just to name a few. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. I can keep going. But with those quarterbacks that I just named, can you say Tua is better than them? Would you say he's better than Lamar? Would you say he's better than Mahomes? Would you say he's better than Allen? Would you say he's better than Stroud? Would you say he's better than Burrow? Probably no to all of that. And with the answer being no to that, if Tua is the fifth or sixth or seventh best quarterback in the AFC, why in the heck would the Miami Dolphins mortgage everything just to make sure to keep him? Well, Slater, look at his stats. He's not the fifth or sixth best. He's like number one or two. Okay, number one or two. You keep looking at stats, and I will keep watching playoff games. You tell me he's better than Lamar, Mahomes, and Josh Allen, just to name three. Statistically, please, you take your statistics, and you know what you could do with them? Well, do whatever you want. My move, what I would do, I'd sit down with Tua, and I'd say, look, you're under contract for one more year. You've had one healthy season in the league. You still don't have a playoff victory. You choked every big game down the stretch last season when the playoffs were within reach. Maybe I wouldn't say that, but you get the point. At least when home field advantage was within reach. I mean, you can go down the line with him. Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City. Loss, loss, loss. So if it was me, here's what I'm doing. I am drafting a quarterback, and I am drafting that quarterback high. Not high like, okay, the video of a bong hit comes out. But high in the draft. First round or second round. I'm taking somebody that I believe in, someone who could pressure Tua. And then I'm letting him play out the last year of his contract. If he balls out, if the Dolphins make the playoffs again and he's great and they get a win, at least one, Tua gets his bag. But let's say he's not great or he gets hurt. or the dude behind him who the Dolphins just drafted turns out to be really good. Well, then you found the quarterback of the future, and that QB is on a rookie contract. It's so important to understand the difference between a QB on a rookie contract and a quarterback who's been paid. Teams have so much more flexibility to make moves and to surround that QB with talent. It could be on offense, it could be on defense, everywhere on the field. The quarterback position is the most expensive position. And when you've got a QB on a rookie deal, it's not an expensive position. But as soon as that QB gets that payday, as soon as that money comes in, everything changes. So if you're a franchise and you're going to pay your quarterback, that quarterback has got to be the difference maker. Patrick Mahomes got paid. Guess what? Patrick Mahomes wins the Chiefs football games. It's not his wide receivers. It's not his running backs. He wins them football games. Does Tua win the Dolphins football games? Or is it Tua's running backs and receivers that win the Dolphins football games? You go ahead and answer that question. If you're going to pay the quarterback big money, he better be the one to be doing the winning. He better be the reason your team is doing the winning. Because if he's not, and you're not going to have a lot to surround him, how many W's are you going to get? We're going to be sitting here next offseason counting A-pluses from the Miami Dolphins buffet room. Oh, they serve a great lasagna and meatloaf. Well, that's awesome. Let's get another statement from Stephen Ross about that. More A-pluses than W's. That's not a good thing. I'm hammering this because there's still time. The draft has not happened. The extension has not happened. When I look at all the moves and the flood of emails that I keep getting with small transactions, I'm looking at a team operating, in my opinion, as if they've got a quarterback on a second contract. And I don't feel it should go in that direction, at least not yet. Now, I would love for Tua to prove me wrong. I would love for Tua to play his final year of his contract, start 17 games, win a couple of playoff games, and be dominant. I would love for that to happen. I would love for Tua to be the reason the Miami Dolphins win. Because then he gets his long-term deal. He's the reason for W's. You surround him with players, but they don't have to be Tyreek Hill, not that level. And you're going to have a winning organization because of your quarterback. What are the chances of that happening? Probably not that high, but I would love for that to be the case. Why not? Don't you want to have Patrick Mahomes? It's just that right now, based on what I have seen, while I see potential in Tua, he's not there yet. He hasn't done anything at this level to show that he is the Miami Dolphins franchise quarterback moving forward who should get that bag of money. Has my opinion changed on this several times? It has. It's not what I've said from day one. Will it change again? I hope. But all I can do is give you my opinion, what it is at this moment. Here in the middle of the afternoon, approaching late afternoon, on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Which is 2 weeks away from my next poker tournament. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool 2 weeks from today. Cards will be in the air Tuesday night, April 2nd at 6 p.m. You can register until 9:30 p.m. that night It's only $250 to buy into my tournament. And if you get lucky and knock me out, I am going to give you two seats on the glass to go see the Florida Panthers in action. That is courtesy of the Workers' Comp Legal Center. Very nice of the Workers' Comp Legal Center to be giving out that prize if you knock me out of my tournament. Put a reminder in your phone right now. Put a reminder in your head 2 weeks from today, Tuesday night, April 2nd. Cards in the air at 6 p.m. and you could register until 9:30. It is the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with 20 grand guaranteed in the prize pool at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We've got more live racing coming up at Gulfstream Park tomorrow. It is the championship meet with live racing Wednesday through Sunday. And we are now less than 2 weeks away from the Florida Derby. The winner of the Florida Derby heads to the Kentucky Derby, which is the first Saturday in May. The championship meet at Gulfstream Park, that is the best of the best in the horse racing world. Epic action. The best horses, the best jockeys, the best trainers, the best of everything is at Gulfstream Park during the championship meet. If you want to go out there, I highly suggest the Trackside Restaurant, 10 Palms. You get a table, have a fantastic meal, watch the races live right in front of you. That's what I do, and it is epic. The Florida Derby, less than 2 weeks away. Visit GulfstreamPark.com to make your reservation and head on out there, particularly on a live race day, Wednesday through Sunday during the championship meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. Will we have championship baseball being played at Lone Depot Park? Samson is still laughing. Oh, the Marlins. Those Miami Marlins. 9 days away from opening day. I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. Were you surprised that the Marlins didn't sign Ian Snell? The Giants nab him. 2 years, $60 million? It's kind of an arms race in the NL West between the Giants and the Dodgers. People actually forget, though, the National League champs were the Diamondbacks, not the Dodgers. So Snell signs with the Giants. That means the Yankees don't get him, the Astros don't get him, and the Marlins don't get him. Who thinks the Marlins were in on Ian Snell for that money? Just crazy with the Marlins. It doesn't matter who the owner is. It doesn't matter who the GM is. It doesn't matter who the president of baseball operations is. It could be 2024. It could be 2094. This is not a franchise that's going to go out and make big, expensive, splashy moves. It's just not how they operate. They make some smart moves, like trading for Luis Arraez. Pablo Lopez, though, is amazing, but still, they needed Luis Arraez. Although when it's time to pay him the big bucks, like sign him to an extension, instead of doing that, they're arguing over a few bucks in court. Back in the day, we used to blame Samson and Loria for everything. Loria is not interested in baseball. He's just out to make a buck and on and on and on. We don't hear that about Bruce Sherman, though. Probably because Bruce Sherman didn't get the stadium and Jeffrey Loria did. But I wonder, after this season, if things go the way I see them trending, maybe we will start to hear more of that. For now, though, maybe it's just Peter Bendix's honeymoon period. Just figuring things out, laying his foundation down. To me, though, if you're going to be a serious team and you know your ace is out for the season because of Tommy John surgery, and your second-best pitcher looks like he's going down a similar road, you're just going to go with relievers and turn them into starters? I mean, is that what you're going to do if you're trying to be a serious contender? Just like I said, I hope Tua proves me wrong. I hope the Marlins pitching staff proves me wrong. But just standing still with what they have, I don't see how that's going to happen. Old ownership group, they would get ripped for it. This one, nope, we'll just move along. Speaking of moving, if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage or you're refinancing, you want the Bagel Loan. And who's got the Bagel Loan for you? Stewie has got the Bagel Loan. What is the Bagel Loan? Well, when you see a bagel, I love everything bagels, but the Bagel Loan, when you see that bagel, there's a big zero in the middle. That is what you will pay Stewie. Zero. Nothing. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. It is the Bagel Loan, and Stewie is going to take care of you with that Bagel Loan. How do you get a hold of Stewie? I'm going to tell you right now. Actually, I'm going to give you his personal cell phone number. You call Stewie, say, you want to know more about the Bagel Loan. Here's his number, 561-379-4441. Again, Stewie's personal cell, 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you pay Stewie nothing with the Bagel Loan. MLS number 226715. Before I get to Uncle Luke, let me say one thing about the Miami Heat game from last night. Second night of a back-to-back. Of course, Kyle Lowry's diving into the stands face first and hitting big shots because he's taking on the Miami Heat. But it was a big matchup between the two teams. They're both trying to get above that six line to avoid the play-in game. It's kind of a hard sell to Heat fans. Like, hey, we need to be at the sixth spot. Otherwise, we're in trouble because look at what happened last year. Even with a tough road to the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat still were able to at least get to that point. Not win it, but at least get there. The injuries, that's not an excuse. It's just a fact. Jimmy didn't play. Kevin Love is out. Tyler Hero's out. Let's give the Miami Heat a little bit more time. And don't panic just yet. I know maybe you panic when you look at your bank account and your financial future. But that's why I keep telling you to contact Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is located locally in Palm Beach. And they are there to help you. It will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. We've got March Madness here, 2 days away. Some of you are going to be betting on the games, but you should not bet on your financial future and do not bet on your retirement. Get a hold of Trajan Wealth right away. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call Trajan Wealth at 561-390-1000. You may have a goal, but you're having trouble getting to that financial goal. Trajan Wealth will help you. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. Not only is it a Luke Tuesday, it is a special Luke Tuesday because we're 2 days away from the premiere of The Freaknik on Hulu. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, I believe you're in New York City. I've seen your social media. You flew out last night. You're on Good Morning America. You're going on all these shows, including this show, because it's a Luke Tuesday. What are you doing today? Who's interviewing you? And what can we expect to see in The Freaknik?
Whoa. I mean, I have a long list of people that I'm interviewing with, Andy, including you. I did GMA 3, Tamron Hall Show, going to BLS, going doing Page 6, doing, I mean, it's just so many people that want to. Then I come out of Tamron Hall Show, it's paparazzi everywhere, TMZ, and all these people asking questions about me being in the studio with Young Miami. I didn't know these people were so popular that I was hanging out with. You know, it's the documentary comes on March 21st, Thursday. You know, I'm executive producer of the documentary, and it's just one of the projects of many, many more projects that I got coming out from my film company.
So, Luke, with The Freaknik, and I don't want to take this, like, conversation too seriously here, like I'm another type of reporter, but...
Why not?
It seems like
why
it's
not?
Going that
you,
way.
You over there freaking...
I mean, the real, mm-hmm. like, you got the real Freak Nick, but what about the Freak Nick Medellin? You know, I'm still waiting for, I want to do an interview with you here in Medellin for the Freak Nick.
Listen, man, I talked to Marlon Man last night. Me and him had a great conversation, right? And he told me the girls in Medellin, Colombia are fives. That's what he told me.
Yeah. Well, you're not getting Marlon good. You're not getting good advice.
Marlon Man called me and told me they're fives. I said, well, you know, he's like, Andy is never here. And when you're ready to go to another hockey match, I'm like, again, but I would love to do a Freak Nick there with you, Andy, with the girls. We'll just get them all in the pool and just do what we got to do.
Well, that could be the sequel. I mean, you're doing Good Morning America today for the Freak Nick, which comes out Thursday on Hulu. Then I think all the cameras and people should come here, and we could have the Freak Nick sequel get it started.
Yeah, and then it'll happen in the same way that we described it in the documentary where we had this big old party. It was an innocent party. It started off that way in the park with some innocent college students. Then this guy named Uncle Luke came and brought the freak in the picnic. And before you know it, the cops came and closed it down, no different than how they shut down Miami Beach for spring break. So it's just so ironic that this documentary is coming out during spring break time, and doing and a lot of things that happened in the documentary is actually happening right now, and it has happened on South Beach.
What's the most important thing for people to know about the Freak Nick, and why it's so important for you to have this out there?
The most important thing is you're going to be able to see black excellence in more ways than one. It was way before the internet. You know, you'll see college students just, you know, having a good time. People out partying on top of the cars, no shooting, no nothing. You know, you can get in one car and hop in the next car to drive down the block. You know what I'm saying? It was just a great party. But, you know, when you look at the documentary, you'll see the people who started Freak Nick before I came and turned it out. You know, it always takes somebody from Miami to go somewhere and turn some out. And me, and before you know it, you know, the party, you know, what the party became wild and crazy. And then at the end of the day, they shut it down before the Olympics. That you'll see how that the politics played a role in that, where the Olympics came. But it was on the one caveat that they shut that event down. So, I mean, it's so many twists and turns. But at the most part of it is it created Black Hollywood in Atlanta. You know, people were able to go there and promote their music, you know, discover so many artists. You know, Atlanta would not be, you know, the place that it is right now, where you get so many movies shot and so much entertainment, if it wasn't for Freak Nick.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on a Luke Tuesday on the Andy Slater Show. He's behind the Freak Nick. He's in front of the Freak Nick. And the Freak Nick is on Thursday, the premiere on Hulu. I'm looking forward to watching the Freak Nick. I mean, I know you and I have talked, but I haven't seen it yet. You didn't invite me to the sneak preview. What was it, like a week ago you went?
Well, we had a premiere in South by Southwest. You know, it was in their film festival, and so we did a premiere there. And we're going to do a world premiere in Atlanta on Wednesday night, before the show actually comes on
tomorrow.
I wasn't able to do a premiere in Miami. It was a lot of logistics involved in that. But
you wanted to do it on South Beach, and they wouldn't let you in?
No, I don't. I really don't like doing.
You got a curfew?
Only thing I do on South Beach really is go to Soho House and Joe's. That is it. I don't want no parts of nothing else on South Beach.
Do they let you take pictures at Soho, or they still have that rule, no pictures?
You don't need to be taking pictures at Soho.
Why not?
I mean, that's a private place, you know, for us private members. We don't need the cameras and all that going on. And because, you know, it's a lot of things going on. I mean, Soul House is a dope place. Are you a member?
I'm not a member, but I did get in with somebody's member ID once, and they questioned why I had hair in the ID picture and in person I didn't. And I was with a girl, Luke, and they just looked me up and down, and I said, yeah, I got a haircut. And they're like, okay, come on in. They didn't want to embarrass
me. Let me tell you something. You're talking about some beautiful people, happy people, great people. I mean, that's a great place. I'm happy to be a member.
I didn't know you were a member.
Yeah. You got to come go with me.
Yeah, what are you allowed? Two guests?
Listen, I'm a member in so many places, low-key places like that, Andy. You just don't hang out with me because you're too busy in Medellin.
Yeah,
I'm too busy at the Hard Rock gambling.
I'm too busy here with all the fives, according to Marlon's man, the woman expert. Fives.
Listen,
let me tell you something. If I took this audio, Luke, and sent it to immigration here, they would ban them from the country for saying that they're fives. And they would give him an eye examination.
You take that up with Marlon, man. He specifically called me up yesterday to then have this conversation with me about the fives.
The fives.
that's over there. I'm coming over there. When I get a break, I'll be over there maybe a couple weeks from now. I'm just gonna come in. But every time I want to come, you're not there. I don't understand that. I think you don't want me to be over there with you.
No, that's just like accidental or something. I do want you to be here with me because I want to show you all the tens, and then you'll be here all the time because the scenery and the views are absolutely amazing.
Was you the only white person in my Freaknik video? We just kept zooming in on this white, bald-headed guy. We couldn't put a name with him. You know, because I got so much footage.
Is it from a party in Vegas? Because you invited me to a party with you and Rick Ross in Vegas about 5 years ago. I went.
I know.
There were 3,000 people at this party, and I swear I stood out.
And you didn't come. You don't. And you never came to another party after that.
That's amazing. That might be true.
That's amazing.
I don't think you invited me to another one after that.
Hey, look. You're
I had a great time. Rick Ross was passing around like, what, Checkers burgers or something? And I was on stage with you, and it was wild. It was fun.
Look, man, I'm going to have another wild party. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Stay tuned. I got you.
All right. I believe you got me, and then we'll go get some bread pudding at Joe's. As well. Luke, one last question for you, because I know you're going from place to place and interview to interview. But will there be anytime soon, maybe this coming season, a Freaknik with the Miami Dolphins with all these moves that they've made?
Oh, it's already a Freaknik going on over there. I don't know half of these people they bring in here. It's like every time I look on, you know, I get an alert, Dolphin alert of a new player coming in, and I'm like, who? Listen, man. They get paid. Greer and McDaniels, they get paid a lot of money, you know, to do what they're doing. And listen, I don't know what they're doing. You know, I can't figure it out. But hopefully they get it right, because one thing about Miami and Miamians, we all love our teams, but at the end of the day, we're a show and tell type city. Show me and tell me. And if you can't show no rings and no playoff wins, then you got to go. I mean, on to the next one. And so these boys, their stuff is on the dope. What is it, be the third year? I mean, hey, look, I ain't trying to be the number one offense to go home in the first round every year. What is that? But one day they're gonna hire me over at the Dolphins, Andy, or the University of Miami Hurricanes, to then let them have me in there with the interviewing process to be able to tell them who's a real brother and who's not. Because these brothers that they're bringing in, these Oreo cookies, they ain't getting it. That's why we're soft.
You hear it from Uncle Luke every Tuesday on the Andy Slater Show. It is a Luke Tuesday. Luke, congrats with everything and the Freak Nick. I'm looking forward to watching it on Thursday. I mean,
you got to know the talent. You know talent. You know a team when you see a team, right?
I definitely know talent. Way better than Marlins, man. That's for sure.
Ooh,
that's
boy.
That's just the truth.
Okay, I heard that. I saw some things Marlon Man came to the table with, and they were like, you know, some nice things.
Let me ask you a question, Luke, because you're a professional with this. If you bring great food to the table, but you don't eat it, does it matter?
Wow. Wow.
I mean,
you bring great food to the table.
But you don't eat it. Like, you bring the bread pudding and the stone crabs to the table, but you're not eating it, then what does it matter? What you bring
to
the table.
Oh, that's a low blow. I'm just
saying.
This nasty work.
No,
this
I'm talking about restaurants. I'm talking about Thanksgiving dinner.
You're talking about Marlon Man. You're taking some shots at Marlon Man. Marlon Man sat at the table and said he got three women in every city. What are you talking about?
Hey,
they like him to keep the Marlin jacket on.
Look, I think when you call the views in Medellin a five, I think you lose all your credibility.
Oh, my God. That's all I'm saying.
I mean.
Oh, I hope Marlon Man's listening to this show today.
Well, if he's not tuned in right now, I'm sure he'll hear the replay.
This is nasty work, boy. This is nasty work.
Well, look,
work.
It's baseball season. It's starting. The Marlins home opener is next week. So I'm sure we'll see Marlins Man behind home plate with 10s. No, I mean.
Hey, look, now
it's time for him to be on television. With 10s. Let's see it. Let's see what he's got.
Is this a competition?
Well, it could be. Now,
what's going on here? You took offense to that.
I'm just saying, let's see some 10s behind home plate.
Okay, Marlon Man.
Time to bring out the 10s.
Hey, time for some action. I got to go to the Marlins game. My guy's not over there no more, so hopefully they got another good executive over there that takes care of me.
Who's your guy? Was he a pitcher? Because they lost a lot of pitchers. Oh, I thought maybe your guy had Tommy John surgery or something.
That's the best surgery in baseball. No, most of those guys, they want that. They'll go put that rubber band in their arm so they can throw 100 miles an hour without worrying about anything. But,
Luke, I will see you very soon. I'm looking forward to everything and the Freak Nick and talking to you more and you coming here to Medellin. What if you get two fives together? Is that a 10? Got to ask Marlins, man.
You're right. Hey, Andy. The new word is the new word of the month. If you ain't freaking, we ain't speaking.
See you later, buddy. Congrats. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. That was a great conversation. Nothing to do with sports, which made it even better. Well, a little bit to do with sports. All right, that's all the time I've got for this Tuesday afternoon. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. For now, I'm Andy Slater. And I'll see you later.